Last flood watch in effect. This is rain from Tropical Storm Cindy. Periods of rain today, tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Even a few thunderstorms. Some locally heavy downpours can't be ruled out. High temperature today in the upper 70s. Low tonight in the low 70s. Then mid 80s for a high tomorrow. Then the storms will start to thin out a little bit Friday. About 30 to 40% coverage on the storms with a high in the upper 80s. Download our new weather app. It has push notifications for watches and warnings, plus the latest access to my videos and my blog updates. All that plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
An explosion has occurred at Brussels Central Station.
Google says it is stepping up its campaign to fight online extremism.
Senate Republicans are preparing to vote on an Obamacare repeal bill next week.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer slammed Republicans for drafting their health care bill in secret.
They are ashamed of the bill they are writing.
Firefighters are battling two wildfires in Southern California.
Extreme heat in the southwestern U.S. American Airlines canceling some flights in Phoenix.
The National Hurricane Center has posted tropical storm warnings for parts of Louisiana.
18 months after Barbie's makeover, Ken has had some work done.
Kids, or the parents who buy for them, will now be able to choose among Ken dolls in different skin colors, body, even hair types.
A bill in the New York legislature this week is aimed at tougher penalties for drug traffickers selling opioids in that state.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. First time caller, since you let Joey, the producer, know, when we get your name in for the drawing for the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine gift basket of two great steaks, two twice-baked potatoes, and one
fabulous bottle of wine.
You guys are blowing up my phone on the my little combo on the Department of Education. And yes, it really is a mess. And wherever you have a concentration of that much money, you're going to have some real problems, because you get these folks that are ensconced in an area, and it's all about control, and it's all about power. Having said that, let's go back into our subject here. And the Washington Post reporter talking about the anti-Trump Democrats, and they need a message.
One thing they say is they got to run on something other than anti-Trump, that they got to present a progressive message.
I think it's fascinating. You look at the polling you guys put out yesterday when people are asked, are Democrats doing enough or not enough to oppose the president? 32% say Democrats aren't doing enough. 32% say they're doing the right amount. 31% say they're doing too much. So it's a three-way split. You look at among Democrats, there's a 44-45 split there among not enough or right amount. So the Democrats still don't quite know what is the correct cocktail, if you will, of message that they need to be putting together. There are many I talked to late last night that said we've got to come up with our own agenda, but then hit the president as hard as we can. Ossoff perhaps didn't do enough of that and may have compelled more people to turn out if he had. They just don't know at this point.
I think that's what the problem was. I think it's not that you needed to hit Trump hard. What you needed was something where you weren't talking pie-in-the-sky philosophical stuff. You were talking about actual policy, and she was talking policy. Everybody's going, well, she's running away from Trump. No, actually, she was talking about policy. And they had some Yahoo on the Meet the Press Daily yesterday. He's a reporter type. He goes, there are all these people in the healthcare field in the 6th Congressional District, and they, you know, they don't want to see the Obamacare repealed. I was going, what are you talking about? I deal a ton with folks in the healthcare industry. All of them want to see Obamacare repealed. All of them do. They hate it. So it was just, this was some reporter that with the Atlanta Constitution or something like that. But they did not have a message, and all of these people didn't. They're trying to, they believe that because Trump is so bad that they're going to be good. And that's not the way it works. Someone does not vote for you because the other person is bad. They vote for you because they like you. They can hold on to your policies. They can go side by side with you. This guy just, you know, considering the amount of money that they spent and what they were doing in voter turnout and getting people out and busing them to the polls and, you know, here's one for you, Joey. Mm-hmm. Tell me if this is voter abuse. What they would do is they would pay somebody to answer a poll. So they would go knock on a door, and they would say, I will pay you $10 if you will answer these questions. Mm-hmm. And then if they get a certain answer, they'll say, well, now I'm going to give you $20 if you'll finish the rest of this poll.
Incentivizing to make the polls look good for you.
Well, to incentivize the person that they're going to go, if you were a Ossoff person, you got the 20.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a Handler person, they stopped the poll there.
Right.
That seemed a little unusual to me. That's kind of like cash and carry.
Well, and like, this is also why I say a lot of these public polls, some are good, but a lot of them are commissioned not to give the public an accurate snapshot of what opinion is, you know, in the
these posters are so wrong in the way they've been doing this.
Well,
stuff.
And most of the time, a lot of these polls are used to influence public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That you look at the poll and go, oh, I'm in the wrong, or oh, I'm in the right group. It's to make you feel good or bad about your position.
Not to mention affecting the press. Because if the press will see it in black and white, and it says what they want it to say, it confirms what they want, the outcome, they will report the you-know-what out of that stuff.
Well, and
but if it's the opposite, they go, well, this is a questionable poll.
Christopher Hitchens wrote an essay on polls and how they're used and how absurd they can be. And Hitchens is a true believer in democracy, but he saw how they were used to one absurd poll question he saw in the 80s. It was sometime when Reagan was sick or something like that. It might have been he had surgery or something, or it was some rumor that he was sick. And the poll question was, do you think President Reagan will get sicker, be about the same, or get better?
It's like, who the hell knows? Maybe his doctors know that.
Man.
Or like Bill Clinton in the 90s, like, are you less moral, about the same, or a more moral person than Bill Clinton?
Like, anybody's more moral than
who cares? Than
well, like, maybe a couple of other folks. So this is navel gazing here. next question that the Washington Post reporters asked, is this an indicator for 2018? Now, listen to how enthusiastically he answers, but then get down to the substance of what he said.
Indication of things to come in 2018?
Absolutely. We're going to be up late that night, I think. You know, and if you think about it, tens of millions poured into these special elections and Republicans barely got by. Even in that South Carolina race, it was a single-digit win for the Republican in a place that it shouldn't have been. They're not going to have that much money to defend in dozens of competitive districts next year. Could be a real scramble for both sides.
That's how I think Karen Handel won a little more comfortably than some people thought. And, I mean, how much of this is Republican voters saying, listen, we're not necessarily that concerned about the Russia investigation, and we're not even concerned about the inaction in Congress and the fact that not much has happened. And talking about tax reform, that we talked the health care bill has not been finalized either.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the important thing to remember here. This was a district that's been held for 40 years by Republicans. There's more of them there. And for whatever reason, they felt compelled to turn out this time. They didn't turn out in the first round. Perhaps because, as you said, they understood we've got to support the party, demonstrate that we're with the president, and do what we can to hold the seat.
Okay, so he starts out, it's going to be a long night on 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is going to be a long night because we have a big country here. And we have polls that are going to be closing fairly late in some places. But what you're going to do, and they're already starting to build, the Senate seats, which have a whole bunch of East Coast or Eastern part and Midwest, you don't have a lot of far West seats that are incumbents that could lose, because you don't have a lot of red states that were out there. But Missouri, that's going to be one to watch with McCaskill. And the key is going to be, instead of throwing a whole bunch of money at these things, are they going to recruit and find some very good competitive candidates that, and I think you're going to see some Trump-esque type people, and that's that business background, I'm coming to the wedding with my own shotgun type thing, so I don't need you. And some of those will do pretty well. And I think some of those, like in Missouri, could do pretty well. The Show Me State kind of likes that. And I was looking over at Trump's numbers, and he did really well out there. And he penetrated into the St. Louis area, and that's big. Normally, you lose St. Louis and you win everything else. He was really knocking out some areas in St. Louis. And McCaskill just calling him names, I don't think that's going to work too hot. And I think, you know, where are we on health care? How many people? Here's another thing that the press keep going, well, they're going to take all these people off the health care. 23 million people are going to lose their health care. Well, what's going to happen when this number that you're depending on doesn't play out the way you've been portraying it, and it's not that, and you have 23 million people that are helped and improve their situation? How excited are those people going to be about getting out and voting for something that's different? I really think that the Dems are getting this wrong. And Alabama is a really good example that they do not have a bench. You have Sue Bell Cobb, who is clearly going to be running for governor. Sue Bell Cobb is probably the last of the moderate Democrat, but she still has got the D by her name. And the D by your name in Alabama, even if I like you, that's still going to be bothersome to some people. And she does not have enough money to go in and get that name ID up to the level that it needs to be, where you have a good feeling about a person that has a D by their name. And it's just not going to work for them, I do not think. And so they're going to throw a bunch of money. But once you go through Sue Bell Cobb, who's next on your list? There are not too many Democrats that are acceptable. I mean, I've known Sue Bell Cobb for a lot of years, but I just don't see her. I see her winning the nomination. I don't see her winning the general. Let's go to the last piece of this Washington Post reporter. I'm going to be talking about the health care bill, which I want to move into that topic.
Although health care bill from the Republicans is coming out in a fashion by a few people in secrecy.
Right.
Does it have a
really
chance?
Really just one person, Mitch McConnell. Yeah.
Does it have a chance?
Well, look, McConnell wouldn't be setting the Senate on a glide path to have a bill on the floor next week if he didn't think it was going to pass. All he's going to need to do is find 50 of his colleagues plus the vice president to pass it. That's a messy way to do it. But passing a bill is passing a bill. And this sort of disciplined focus of keeping it secret until the last second is something they've criticized for the last 8 years, but works. And as Senate leader, he knows that. He can be this focused disciplinary guy and just pop it at the last second. And if there's enough in there that people like, all this chatter about it being secret won't matter when they realize that there's things in there.
That sort of leads to my next question, because the secrecy seems to be ticking a lot of people off, but that doesn't seem, as long as it gets the result that they want, you're saying that really doesn't matter.
By this time next week, they won't be worried about it.
Nobody knows the Senate like Mitch McConnell.
Exactly. Important to remember that.
And it makes more people, when we think it's going to make more people happy, the question is going to be cost.
Right. And not only cost, but, you know, do my premiums come down? And how many tens of millions of people would lose their coverage? The goal is to get lower than 23 million. Democrats will turn around and say, well, you know, even if a few 15, 16, 70 million people are losing their health care, that's unacceptable. But the goal is to basically produce a diet version of what the House did.
So do Democrats have any leverage yet?
All they can do, Gail, is slow down the train. That's essentially all Democrats are good for these days on Capitol Hill, especially in the Senate. They can yell and scream and produce Facebook Live videos running around the Capitol, but that's about it.
Just heard 93.1 FM, Dan Mars Show on a Wednesday. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
AutoZone presents Keeping Cool. When the AC's on the fritz, your commute becomes a hot mess. Luckily, AutoZone carries AC Pro refrigerant that helps restore cold air in only 10 minutes. And right now, you can get 20 ounces of AC Pro refrigerant with hose and gauge for just $39.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's Extra Crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
It's that time of year again. The mosquitoes are coming back. The River Region is known for its pesky mosquito. We've all heard the late-night mosquito truck driving through the neighborhood spraying to try to calm the mosquito population. But that's all it does. It calms it down. They don't drive where you spend most of your time, your backyard. Well, I have a solution for you. Mosquito Terminators. They apply a repellent every 21 days that virtually eliminates all mosquitoes in your yard. Imagine sitting outside and never having to worry about mosquitoes. Have a pool? You need Mosquito Terminators. Cook a lot? Mosquito Terminators. Have kids and you want them to enjoy playing outside? Mosquito Terminators. How do you get these guys on your side? Call LeVon at 513-2940. That's 513-2940. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces. Resources, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Seems a Alabama boy has died from Tropical Storm Cindy. We're not sure how. We're just seeing it as a news flash on Fox. Also, they're investigating this attack on at the airport in Michigan, in Flint, Michigan. A police officer was stabbed in the neck by someone. They are looking at the possibility of a terrorist motive. Let's get back into the discussion on the health care. So they're going to come out with a text copy of it. It's going to kind of give an overview of what will be in the bill. That should be tomorrow. But let's kind of go back a little bit in time. Remember, Donald Trump wins. He gets inaugurated on January the 20th. You have legislators that are going back into their district. One of the big things they're talking about is repeal and replace of Obamacare. They get that passed. Members of Congress are doing town hall meetings. And there is this outraged public. The public is going crazy. The public is attacking congressmen. They're cussing at them. They're doing all sorts of things out there. Anybody who watches that knows that is orchestrated, because all these people have the same signs that are in their hand. They're all doing the same thing. You know it is orchestrated. So what they did, and the press fell into it, complicit, as they always are, talking about how angry America is. They really want to keep Obamacare, and there's this real anger out there against the Republicans for what they did and what they're doing. And they created a false message. And this is what the Democrats do. They create a false message, and then they believe it to be true, even though it was a false narrative that they had. So the interesting part is going to be is they're banking on that. They're banking that all that crazy, nutty folks that were in Arizona all of a sudden are going to show up in the polls and be mad at Republicans, and they're going to elect a Democrat. Or it's going to be the same thing in Missouri. And when you create a false narrative and you take it to the bank as if it is true and it's not, then you're just fooling yourself. Let's listen to Nancy Cordes talking about the health care bill.
Turning to Congress, Senate Republican leaders say they will release a draft tomorrow of their health care bill. Senators from both parties have complained about being cut out of the process. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says President Trump wants the health care bill to have heart. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill with the political fight.
Republican leaders argue that lots of bills get hashed out behind closed doors and that everything will be revealed tomorrow. But even some Republican senators are starting to say that this level of secrecy is unusual and unhelpful.
I haven't seen the bill.
Utah Senator Mike Lee took to Facebook Tuesday to express his frustration. He's one of 13 Senate Republicans supposedly writing the health care bill. But he said the process has been taken over by GOP leaders.
I'm told that it exists. I just haven't been able to see it yet. And as far as I know, the overwhelming majority of my colleagues haven't been able to see it either.
Do not let this go by without your voice.
Three Democrats tried to make a point by live streaming a visit to the Congressional Budget Office, where they failed to get a copy of the GOP plan.
Republicans are shutting us and the American public out of this process.
So they do this little stage thing where they go over to the Congressional Budget Office and ask for a copy of the bill, and they know it's not there. They're just doing it as a publicity stunt. And when you base everything that you're doing, whether it's the crowd of anger that you have and at some of these town hall meetings, or you do this little publicity stunt with Cory Booker, who clearly has his eye on the presidency, when you do it on publicity stunts and you do it for show and you're doing it for eye optics and you don't have the substance, then you're going to mess up. The more I look at this, they have basically fooled themselves into thinking this is reality when they're creating a total falsehood. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Boy, I'm glad I got mosquito eliminators.
There you go. Did you get it?
Oh, yeah.
They're great.
With all this rain we're getting.
Yep, they're great.
Oh, Lordy. Hey, I want to bet some Democrats actually break ranks and vote on health care?
No, because they would be punished if they did. And
well, they're going to get punished anyways.
Well, but they would be punished by their own party, and they don't want to be punished by their own party. In reality, there are several Dem senators who are worried, and they've got to be very, very careful. And once if they see this thing tipping the wrong way, they will break ranks in a skinny minute. But
wouldn't you say those two elections kind of gave them a wake-up call?
No, I think what they did is they haven't, in their mind, they haven't gotten the formula right yet. They think it'll work, they just haven't gotten the right ingredients together to win. The problem is they're running out of races. And what you may have is you may have a Democrat that is going to fall out for some reason. And then if you can win a Democrat seat, then they've got a real problem there.
Well, when the GOP passes the health care bill and the tax adjustment bill, they're not going to have much to say in 2018 because it's all good.
Yeah, well, what they've got to do is if you get tax reform passed and you get health care passed and health care is liked by the public, and then you get an economy that's really blowing and going, which I think you'll get two out of three of those together, then the Democrats don't have anything to complain about.
Yeah, but don't you think it'll be a bloodbath in 2018 for them?
Well, if Republicans get it together, then I think so. I mean, I think it can be really hard on them.
All right. You drive safe, Dan. There's been a lot of wrecks out here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, there really have. And if you guys know, thanks, Kurt. If you know of any wrecks or things that we need to know about, would you call me at 272-9228? Also, I want to remind you, I have a listener who took her car there today, Scott Baldwin at Precision Body and Paint, Atlanta Highway. That's the guy that you need to go to. That is the one you need to go to. He is spectacular. He's working on one of my cars now. Just had a listener that took her car to him today because she had a accident from the rain yesterday. So go by and see Scott, but do this for me. Just tell Scott you're a Dan Moore Show listener. He's a great guy, and his ad really is it. This guy loves his work, and he is darn good at it. So go by and see him at Precision Body and Paint. Reminder also that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and also Prattville location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Wicker, and tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. As Dick says, look, yeah, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama. As long as you just give us an opportunity to see what we can offer you. Pricing, quality of automobile, interest rates, service, all of that. Matter of fact, I got to call and see if they can look at a Kia for an oil change on Saturday. I forgot to do that. Go by and see them at Brubaker Motors. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener, and thank you for being a sponsor of the Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best. And Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. Senate Republicans say that tomorrow they'll reveal a copy of their plan to replace Obamacare.
Perhaps what they produced is something that everyone's in agreement with, and so you can move to a vote fairly quickly. But my sense of it is that there will still be some differences that need to be worked out.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio on Fox and Friends. Democrats are crying foul over the GOP putting the plan together behind closed doors. Feeling stung by yesterday's double defeat in special House elections in Georgia and South Carolina, Democrats try to regroup.
It's a tough day for Democrats and in the losses that we sustained, but we are heartened by the progress that we've made.
New York Representative Joe Crowley, the race for Georgia's 6th District was the most expensive ever. One suspect's in custody following the stabbing of a police officer at Bishop International Airport in Flint, Michigan. Officials won't say if this was an act of terror. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Flash flood watch in effect. This is rain from Tropical Storm Cindy. Periods of rain today, tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Even a few thunderstorms. Some locally heavy downpours can't be ruled out. High temperature today in the upper 70s. Low tonight in the low 70s. Then mid 80s for a high tomorrow. Then the storms will start to thin out a little bit Friday. About 30 to 40% coverage on the storms with a high in the upper 80s. Download our new weather app. It has push notifications for watches and warnings. Plus the latest access to my videos and my blog updates. All that plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Yeah, we got some bad weather coming in. We're going to get back on this healthcare issue, but I want to bring in the director of EMA for the city of Montgomery, who's been on the show before for another reason. We'll get back into that. Christina Thornton. Christina, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you so much, sir.
It's good to have you back in. And for the audience, this is the young lady that when we had the shooting down at the riverfront, took the guy out.
Jesus.
She was on the Chris Murphy detail, and she had been in the studio before. And so for her wonderful service. I gave her a $50 gift certificate for she and her husband, who was also a police officer. I think you outrank him, if I remember correctly.
I do, but he was actually out there with us that night. When I got the call in, he came in with me, and we both were out there on that detail. So
it was a great picture of her taking this guy down and cuffing him. I love that thing. And you said the mayor saw it and said it was the picture of the year?
Yes, sir. It was one of the pictures of the year for the year.
I like that. So it's great to have you on.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was really great to have you back. I wanted to have you in so we could talk about the weather that's coming in and what people need to do to kind of prepare for it. I know, for example, I had a real problem. I had a drain that was clogged at my driveway. And I had to go in and pop it open, and it was like a maelstrom, and almost sucked me down into it. I was going like, oh, my God, I hate to die in a drain in Montgomery, Alabama. But it had built up. It wasn't handling the water, so my driveway was flooded. My front door area was flooded. What do people need to do to get prepared for this continuous rain that we're about to have?
Well, hopefully the continuous rain will not come down in such a manner as it did even Sunday morning, because it was so awesome. Much rain in such a little amount of time. This is just going to be a constant rain for several days, and it's going to sway in and out depending on how the rain bands go with Tropical Storm Cindy. So we're just going to kind of watch that. Things people can do is like you did. You got out and you tried to clear out your drain. Be careful, obviously, if you're doing that. If you start seeing them backing up, call 911, EMA's one of the two, and we can try to get with the street maintenance to see if they can come out and check that drain specifically.
Is 911 or 211 the way they should go?
211. It's not an emergency situation, so you shouldn't call 911, but just one of the non-emergency numbers, the 625-2651 is a non-emergency, or the 211. Those ladies are doing an amazing job of fielding all these calls.
They really are. I've told the mayor last time he was here, we had somebody needed something. They called 211, and
yes,
boom, they got it right away for them. So it's a great resource. So getting drains unclogged that are near your home, and it doesn't have to be the one that's right in front of you. It could be the one that's down, and you get the backup, and the backup starts happening to you.
Yes, sir. And a lot of people don't understand. That's going to be yard debris. It's going to be just leaves falling out of trees. It can be litter. It can be sand. I mean, anything, and it's going to kind of clog those up. But, I mean, there's so many things that go into it. One thing that we try to stress is, even if you do not live in a floodplain, you need to have flood insurance. Have some carrier or some rider on your insurance policy. That way, if this happens, a lot of people say, oh, well, I'm in the 100-year floodplain. I'm only going to happen once, and you know, it happened 10 years ago. I don't have to have insurance. That is not the way to look at it. That means you have a 1% chance every year over 100 years to have that flood.
Well, and we're a drainage ditch city. And
absolutely.
I remember when we had the big downpour, and going by some of these drainage ditches, it was scary, particularly the one that's down from me and my house at McGee Estates. I mean, it was up to the road when
yes,
I went
sir.
Over it. Let's go to the phones. Go to Soja Boy. Soja Boy, do you have a question for EMA Director Thornton?
Oh, Dan, I got a question and a statement.
Please.
Oh, Dan. Hey, what is your first name, ma'am?
Christina.
I got a question for you. Do you remember, were you here 6 or 7 years ago when we had cars disappearing in the ditches down the Atlanta Highway?
Yes, sir.
Okay, was it by Crystal, was it the Krispy Kreme donut?
Yes, sir, always familiar where Krispy Kreme is.
Oh, we all do. That's right, you used to be a cop, that's right.
Oh, God.
No pun intended there, Dan.
You stereotype, typical person.
Got to work for the donuts. My question is, and the city's responsibility as a taxpayer, do you remember, I'm not so much concerned about the little drains that are in front of people's homes and everything, but there's the infrastructure of the ones that behind these subdivisions that have these, you know, I guess the crevices?
Yes, sir.
With those concrete embankments and everything?
Yes, sir.
And the complaint was, the excuse, not a reason, but excuse last time was there was people threw Christmas trees down there and trash and everything, and it clogged up and it caused the water to rise up with the heavy downpour. My issue is, why are we not being proactive? Why are we waiting and talking about it? Why aren't these drains cleaned? And because they belong to the city.
Yes,
am
sir.
I right?
Yes, sir. I understand that.
So why aren't we being proactive?
Those are things that anytime we find out about it at EMA, we try to get that information to street maintenance and our city engineers and
okay,
see if they can.
Okay, let me stop you there. You're saying that as soon as you get a call from a citizen, is that correct?
from anyone, sir. That's not something EMA monitors is the drainage systems within a city. We can't go
out. Okay, who does that?
Street maintenance, sir.
Okay, so street maintenance gets out of their pickup truck and walks down there in those big old giant, 10-foot embankment ditches.
Yes, sir.
Because that was the excuse last time why the water came up, because the heavy pour of rain couldn't drain because they were clogged with all this crap that people had been throwing into, So I just want somebody to get out of a pickup truck, walk down there, see it, and not have this as an excuse this time if we're going to have the same problem.
Well, let me address that, because Todd Strange has said that they have gotten a lot more proactive to make sure that the drainage ditches are cut, because I don't remember the trees being the problem. I remember it was debris that had fallen in there from down trees and things like that, and it kept slowing the water down, so it backed up. And the one down by Bear School and by my house, I mean, it was like the Colorado River.
Because if you know right behind where Toys R Us, there's a deep embankment by there. And that's why it filled up 6 years ago, because everybody had thrown trash and debris down there, like you said, Dan. And the water didn't have any choice but to go up instead of doing what it normally does and drain properly, of course. But I just hope this doesn't happen again, because I like to learn from our mistakes. Mistake the first time, I understand. The second time, you got to learn from it.
Yeah, I think Sunday was a good test drill, because I'm telling you, my driveway was like a river. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
And that's what we've had a lot of people say, why aren't these drains doing it? Well, they're just like rivers. Rivers flow day in and day out, and when that water goes in, they flow through those drains. But also our rivers, exceed their banks when there's so much water in such a little amount of time.
Soldier Boy, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. No, go ahead. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Soldier Boy. Did we have parts of Montgomery that flooded from Sunday?
We've had several areas that I've heard about that we've had some communication and conversations with. We've heard of Mobile Heights, Westwood were affected, Catoma Creek, Mitchell Young Road, Gage Road. I'm trying to think of all of the ones that we've gotten calls on.
I had somebody call and said East Chase Parkway was pretty bad when the heavy storm was coming through, which makes sense given the terrain.
Given the terrain and all of it flows down towards the road, yes, sir.
The other thing that happens, particularly in my neighborhood, we have a lot of trees in my neighborhood, and so when the wind's blowing, you get a lot of debris, and then the water comes, and there's not a maintenance crew out there watching as the water is moving towards the drain, is moving the debris, and then the drain gets clogged up. Then all of a sudden, at the corner of Fernway and Allendale Place, you've got water all the way across the street. And the only way to break that up is to get in there and pop that drain open. If they had flooding on Sunday, do you think there's a possibility they're going to have a repeat of flooding again?
You can never say that, because you don't know exactly where the rain is going to fall.
Yes, and, it was just sat right on Montgomery.
It is. We've joked about a dome, and I think the dome had it held in.
It really did. I mean, I was looking at the weather radar, and I was sending it to friends of mine. It was just a storm sitting right over Montgomery. Everything else was fine, but right over Montgomery. What are some other pieces of advice if someone sees a road that is has water that's flowing over it? Is there any advice that you'd give them of
Absolutely. Turn around, don't drown. We've put up barricades, not myself, but we call our street maintenance crews, and they are Johnny on the spot. They get out there and block them out, and we will see cars within 5 minutes driving around it to drive through it.
Driving around the barricades.
Driving around the barricades to drive through that 6 inches of water, whatever, in the road, instead of going a block up the street and just going around the corner.
When you're looking out over the city and kind of what's happening with the city, are there some areas that you're concerned about more, and do you kind of go and put eyes on target as some area, for example, riverfront and things like that?
We do. We look at the riverfront. We look at, like I said, Gage Road, Mitchell Young Road. We get out. We're constantly monitoring the weather in our office as well as on all of our cell phones, so that if we're out, when we're stopped, we try to see where the storm's headed. That way we can go to that area and just kind of lay eyes on.
Is it also good for the public if they're seeing something that where water is backing up or some issues to call 211?
Absolutely.
And give them the location?
Absolutely. 211 is keeping a log of everything for us, and that way we're a very limited, a 5-person office, and there's only 4 of us right now. Our 5th is starting next week, but we'll get out as quickly as we can, but obviously, it takes time to get out to all the different locations.
I had worked in the governor's office before, and I know our EMA person, we had a kind of command center. Do you have a command center for Montgomery?
We do. We have an emergency operations center right off of North Ripley Street.
So what are the components that are sitting there? Do you have like MPD and county and those
we are under partial activation at any point in time, ultimately, that where my staff would initially come in. We'll bring in hospitals, volunteer organizations, Red Cross, Hands on River Region. They are a absolutely priceless asset that we have here. We'll bring in PD, fire, the state, the county, everybody's working together.
That's interesting because people don't realize what's happening behind the scenes of how particularly the command and control that happens with the command and control that happens when you're dealing with these things, because you have to have all the assets sitting there together so you can go react to it and people aren't crawling all over each other.
Absolutely. We have a command room where all of the command can get together, and that way they make policies and procedures. Something we see and identify a problem, they're able to come together with legal and really put together a great plan for how can we attack whatever problem it happens to be.
Christina, I want to thank you for dropping in. I thought you were just going to call, but I'm pleased that you I got to see you again. It's great that you're in this new position. Congratulations.
Thank you so very much.
I know you can do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
Let me do this. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. We're going to reset and be back on the healthcare issue right after this.
And Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brewbaker.com, everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacific, a minivan and the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler, the two or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
I want to thank Christina Thornton. Coming in, Director of EMA Montgomery. Very impressive lady. That really was a great picture of her taking that guy down.
Oh, yes.
272-9228, that's where we are. Reminder, first-time callers, since you let Joey, the producer, know, we'll get your... Or Joey, the producer, know, we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine gift basket of two great steaks, two twice-baked potatoes, and one...
fabulous bottle of wine.
We're going to do the drawing at the end of the show, towards next hour, towards the end of the show. And but you can get your name in if you'd like, and we would love for you to have a shot at that. Then we have Dana B., who won the $50 gift certificate. Dana, give me a call, and I'll hook you up, my dear. Okay, so we're on the healthcare issue, and we had Nancy Cordes talking about the bill, that they're going to roll out a kind of a text copy of it tomorrow, and then they'll see the full thing hopefully this weekend or before this weekend. And then they're trying to vote on it before the 4th of July break. I think the timing is good on this, because I think you're going to get some GDP numbers that are going to be good, and that's going to start making a whole bunch of this stuff kind of work. And the point here is that I was saying is that the Democrats have created this facade of anger towards Republicans for repealing Obamacare, and that, you know, everybody's going to be mad at the Republicans. They've created a facade. They've done this thing where you have Cory Booker going, well, they're hiding this stuff. Now, should they be a little more transparent? Absolutely, but they're in the process of getting this thing done, and this is, I'll have to say, how it's kind of done. They need to take it from this stage to the 12 that are in this committee to the whole body, and then let them spend about a week on it, and that should give them plenty of time. I understand that the bill is not this voluminous bill that's out there, that we're going to be within a 300 kind of page document. 5 days, 300 pages, that's not a problem. Let's listen to Nancy Cordes on the second part of this.
Republican leaders are trying to craft a bill that marks a clean break with Obamacare, but does not resemble the House GOP bill, which President Trump described as mean.
How will your bill have more heart, as the president puts it, than the House version?
It'll be different and take a different approach based upon these endless discussions we've had with the only people interested in changing the law, which is Republican senators.
Well, you say that Democrats aren't interested, but they're not invited into your...
Well, they wouldn't. They made it clear earlier they were not interested in participating in this. They have no interest in it whatsoever.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer disputed that.
Never sought out negotiations, never sought our opinions, just decided to do this in the dark of night.
Even Republicans are now making light of the elusive bill.
I'm sure that maybe the Russians have been able to hack in and gotten most of it, but I haven't seen it.
We are told that the bill will mean fewer changes for people with pre-existing conditions and that it will be more generous than the House bill when it comes to tax credits and Medicaid. But, Jeff, we won't know how much more generous until we get a look at that draft tomorrow.
So, bigger block grant, bigger tax credit, and probably more federal money for high-risk pools.
Correct. And they may do something with Medicare and drop an age on Medicare, where it goes from 65 and start as earlier entry, because there is one bright number that messes up. You take someone who's in their 60s, they're not Medicare eligible. You look at their price of insurance, and it's pretty up there. And when you tier the older person, is still, you're not going to hand them a $10,000 check to cover the difference that's there.
Right.
Give them a tax credit, particularly if you're making over $100,000. So that's the only kind of problem that I see in the Paul Ryan deal that they've got to kind of correct. So that I think they may do that. I'm getting kind of rumbles of that from my operation.
Well, but I would say that it's not shocking to me that people who are, say, 60, I mean, I work
60
with,
to 64.
I work with people. This is my...
This is your genre now.
It doesn't surprise me that healthcare costs are higher. I mean, that's just basic.
Because we're old.
Well, and you've had more time to save money, these sort of things, to just prepare. Now, if somebody is generally, in poverty and they're that age, they should be helped. But, I mean, beyond that, I think all the complaints about everybody should pay the same is nonsense. That's not how a functioning market works, and it will do worse things to our healthcare markets the further we go down that road.
Well, and hopefully this is going to be what is being termed as a market incentive operation or insurance program. So, in other words, you're going to get a whole bunch of people like you, and you create your own Infinity Group,
right?
And you say, okay, we're going to go get insured, and we're going to go to this company over here. They're going to do a pre-exam, and if we pass that pre-exam, then our policy is going to be this amount per person. And so long as we stay with that policy, it's only going to go up by this amount. They're going to calculate the pool.
Well, and I hope they do that in all sorts of other deregulation and opening up markets and healthcare, especially insurance, but healthcare in general. Because if you just give people these tax credits and all more money, it might not be, it's a different way than Obamacare does it, but prices will still go up. If you don't deregulate the market, let a market function, and you're just giving people essentially vouchers to go buy this stuff, it means more money in the market.
Yeah, what you're doing is you're just doing pass-through. Somebody is administratively taking everybody's money and then redistributing it to the person that you went to. But if you can create, because see, this is what Obamacare doesn't do. It doesn't say, I can go take a whole bunch of healthy people right. and put them in another pool, and they can go create their own pool.
Right.
Obamacare treats everybody the exact same way and basically federalizes the entire insurance world.
It essentially takes the individual market that I'm a part of and makes it a giant high-risk pool, federally run, like you just said. As opposed to, as you pointed out, let's keep people healthy or organize themselves how they wish in an association, and folks who really need the help, they go to an actual high-risk pool that is subsidized.
And it's kind of like the Montgomery school system. This has the possibility of being spectacular. And if you can get the block grants for Medicaid, but also some Medicare stuff, I certainly would want to see that. But if you can get some block grants in there, you can create some new affinity pools, and you can create, the states can manage their own risk pools and not make it like you're in a quarantine area, but you actually are in an area that you're going to get what you need if you have the problem. But you are going to pay higher if you walk in with a pre-existing condition after a certain point. I think that's going to be the difference of the Senate bill. They're going to, I think what's going to happen, well, this is what I'm understanding from our folks, is that they're going to go in, and we talked about this before, where you do this. You keep your insurance for 2 years, and then once you go 2 years, you own insurance. If you then have a pre-existing condition, we're going to automatically move you. But you've got to have insurance. If you don't have insurance, then we're going to up your policy and we're going to put you in the risk pool, but you're going to be paying this amount of money type thing. And because that's the flaw in the Obamacare program, is that people just aren't going to buy insurance. They're going to wait it out. If they get sick, come November, they're going to go get insurance.
Yep.
And that's been the problem, whether you're young, old, in between. And this notion of 23 million people is absolutely ludicrous, because those are people who are going to lose their insurance. How about the people who don't want to have the insurance and they're going to lose it? They're going to not take it because they don't want it and they don't want to pay for it.
Well, and I would love to see the Republican Party bring up more often this interesting stat. It's not even a stat. It's just a fact they found. They did sort of these double-blind studies, people who had Medicaid and people who went without insurance, to see what happened in their health outcomes. They did it in several different states, and there was no difference between somebody who had no insurance and somebody on Medicaid, which there's a lot of reasons for that.
Yeah.
But it really shows that Medicaid really underserves people, but it may not just be the program. It could be the people on Medicaid not following through. When my mom was still working as a nurse, she told, with Foxhall, that they would do a surgery on somebody and say, you need this medication. They wouldn't show up for the follow-ups. And sometimes they see the same person come back in.
With the exact same problem.
Or they were shot again. I mean, it's stuff like that.
Well, you have life habits and lifestyle stuff and what people are eating. And, I mean, you've got a group of Medicaid people that are outrageously unhealthy. And that is really putting a burden on the medical industry.
Well, and honestly, we don't talk about it this way, but health is very reliant. If you have bad habits and you're not going to be healthy with your own body, you're probably also not going to be healthy in terms of making money for yourself and creating wealth for yourself.
Absolutely. And what you're going to do is you're going to go tax the system at its highest point, and that's called the emergency room. News Talk 93.1, the MR Show. We'll be back final hour right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.